Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And I'm very excited about introducing you to our next guest. Adrienne Guglielmo is CEO and the owner of Diversity Partners. And she does something that's very important, it's very interesting, and it's very admirable. And that makes it the hat trick to make sure that she gets on this show whenever we find anybody who can do all three of those things. And so let's get her in here. I want her to tell us what she does and why she does it. Adrienne, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Hope you're well.
We are, and it's good to have you here. And Adrienne, tell us a little bit about Diversity Partners.
Well, Diversity Partners is a one-of-a-kind company. Sometimes I wish I wasn't, but I am. We teach corporate America how to market their products to the disabled community. We consider the disabled community like any other minority in the United States. These are people who need products just like the rest of us. It's probably the largest minority community in the United States. It's 52 million strong.
52 million. What do you consider? Give us an example of what you consider to be someone who's in that category.
Well, you know, there are many. You know, there's many different descriptions of somebody who's disabled. For us right now, we have people who are physically disabled and sensory disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be deaf people, blind people, people right. in wheelchairs, people without limbs, people who have strokes, elderly people. It's quite the gamut. So we're basically trying to teach corporate America that these are your customers.
Right. Well, and at 52 million, that's a lot of business, isn't it?
It's a lot of business, and after you know, working on several projects, a lot of their sales percentages go up quite a lot. We're trying to mainstream the disabled into their market, and all we ask is you change your product a little, making it more accessible, and we also teach them how to go into the market. We
you
teach
know,
them how to really care.
You know, Adrienne, I'd like to tell a quick story that's just kind of is a good memory for me. When I was in high school, below those many years ago, I worked at a fast food place, a hamburger joint. It was my first real job off the farm. And there was a cobbler who worked nearby who was a mute. He was a deaf mute. And I was on the counter one day when he came in the first time because it was a brand new store. And I don't know why. I guess it was when I learned that I could sort of communicate with folks who were in this condition. And he told me what he wanted to the best of his ability. He couldn't really get real words out. It was more of a grunt. But I was able to figure out what that was. And I served him his food, and he seemed to be happy. Well, about a week later, I was working on the grill. And the guy was on the front, and the guy on the front says, "Hey, Jim, turn around," and it was the guy again, and he wouldn't let this other guy wait on him. He wanted me to wait on him.
Well, that shows you, by the way, how loyal.
Yeah, isn't that a great story? I don't want to. This isn't about me, folks, but that made me kind of proud of myself at that time.
It shows you the loyalty of the community.
Exactly.
Shows you if you make them feel comfortable, they're going to go back to you.
Well, what happened was, exactly, that guy kept coming back, and whenever he'd come, he'd look for me, and I taught some of these other guys how to do that, and he ate with us for as long as I was there.
You know, I'll tell you that one of the stories I tell is Fred Trump, Donald Trump's father.
Mm-hmm.
Opened up the first Trump Towers in Brooklyn, New York, on a street called Neptune Avenue. And the building was quite different than anybody had ever seen in Brooklyn. This is in the early 60s. It was modern. It was not a very neighborhood looking. And a deaf man, nobody was buying into this building, renting in it. And a deaf man walked up to the management team and said to them, if you put three things into my apartment, I will rent the first apartment. And, you know, for him to have, and he wrote this down, by the way, to the management.
Right.
And the first thing he asked for was a vibrating fire alarm, because if there was ever a fire, he wanted to be able to feel it. And he had it underneath his underneath the mattress in his bed.
Right.
And keep in mind, this is before ADA laws.
Right.
The second thing he asked for, when his doorbell rang, that the lights flickered in the apartment. So he knew somebody was at the door.
Right.
And the third thing he asked for was, because it was an apartment building, he wanted a television camera so he could see who was downstairs before they buzzed him in. And sure enough, the management went back to Fred Trump, and Fred Trump okayed it. Well, little did they know that this gentleman was the president of the New York Deaf Society.
Wow.
Within the next 6 months, 75 deaf families moved into the moved into the building.
Just because of one gesture.
Just because they said yes, and that was my grandfather.
Wow.
So I, you know, I know this story, you know, with all my heart.
Wow.
And it's something I use to try to teach corporate America that all you have to do is that one gesture.
Yeah.
And you Adrian, will have.
And Adrian, you've been making this gesture yourself. And, you know, I didn't know the story. And I was going to ask you what motivates you in this direction. And now I know. And I'm really proud of you for that. Now, tell us what it is that your company does.
Well, you know, I could give you an example of the latest project we worked on. I walked into the Send in Car Rental Group, which is Avis and Budget, and I said to them, I promise you, if you make your cars accessible for everybody to drive, you will have a new market. Now, keep in mind that Avis is always neck and neck with their competitors.
Right.
You know, they put in a preferred business program, they get it, a family program, everybody does the same thing. And there was a gentleman there by the name of Michael Caron who basically said, okay, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
I almost fell on the floor, by the way. But what we did was we made Avis's cars throughout the United States portably accessible. So if a person walks in with a disability, within 20 minutes, they will make their cars accessible.
Wow.
And sure enough, their sales rose 30%.
Wow. Now, and probably not just from the disabled, but from the people who thought it was pretty cool that they were doing that. Stand by, Adrian. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Adrian Guglielmo. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our new friend, Adrian Guglielmo, the CEO and the owner of Diversity Partners. Adrian, give us your website, please.
It's www.diversitypartners.com.
Diversitypartners.com. What do we find when we get there?
Well, we're in the midst of changing it. I have to remind your listeners, I was down at the World Trade Center, and you know, we've been away from our website for almost a year and a half, and we will be getting back to it this year. We are a company in the midst of being bought, so the new funds that come in will be there to change the website.
Okay. Now, one of the things, though, that you do is you employ disadvantaged and disabled people, don't you?
Oh, of course.
And what? Tell us what they do for you.
Well, they do everything for me, from my accounting to my art director, who is deaf. One of the things I discovered years ago was that people with disabilities were very closeted, almost in prison at certain times, mm-hmm. Not being able to get out of their homes. The accessibility, you know, isn't the greatest all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they were so isolated, they became very creative. They're great artists. And we took that artwork and we decided to also run a promotional company. And we do what we call in New York tchotchkes.
Yeah.
We do mugs, we do pins, we do tote bags, water bottles.
By the way, Adrian, New York doesn't have the franchise on that term. we use that term in Flyover America too.
Okay. I didn't want to scare anybody.
No, I know how New Yorkers like to think that they invented everything, but you know, there are a few things that came from other places. But go ahead, I'm teasing.
It's okay. It's not easy being New York from New York outside of New York.
Well, we try to make the best of it ourselves. But seriously, you're helping companies use the products that your disabled employees create.
Yes,
as fundraisers, aren't you?
Absolutely. One of the greatest things they do is when they give out a promotional product with their name on it. There's something on the product that says that this was designed and fulfilled by people with disabilities, which gives them an extra plug into, you know, how kind they are.
Right.
For instance, right now we're working with the Ascendant Corporation, and we're doing their website for them, and we're an intranet site where people can order from their corporation any kind of promotion they want, and that will give a job to a person with a disability. And to top it off, I give back a portion of those proceeds right now to these kids that are coming home from the war,
right,
that are becoming disabled from the Walter Reed Hospital.
Right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, by the way. And we link it into other programs. I haven't forgotten the not-for-profit community. At all. I mean, I'm a for-profit corporation, and I choose to stay one, but I don't forget the other guys out there.
Right.
I'm working with some big corporations, and it's my way of indirectly linking them to those corporations.
But Adrian, if I'm the president of a civic group like a Civitan or Kiwanis or Rotary Club, and I'd like to raise some funds, or if I've got a company and I'd like to raise some have a promotion that would benefit a group of people in my area, and but I'm not a big corporation, can I do business with you?
Of course you can, and by the way, I'll piggyback my prices from those big corporations to your small company.
We appreciate that. So, right. how would we contact you, and how could we see an example of what we could offer in this promotion that we're going to do?
If you go to my website, or you can email me directly, I'll be more than happy to connect you to the right people. And
right.
It's Adrian, Adriang. That's for Guglielmo, at diversitypartners.com.
Adrian G. at diversitypartners.com, and that's the email. But now, can we see a catalog, like an example of what we could pick out on your website?
You could go online and see the catalog. I can send you a catalog. We have, 18 different ways to get you information.
How many people do you employ who are disabled?
We have over 200 artists we work with right now, on a per project basis. So the more business I get, the better off that community is. The disabled community has a 70% unemployment rate, and those are for people who want to work. By the way,
just the ones who want to work. I know Adrian. There are a lot of small businesses out there, and I see them. I know where some of them live. That hire the disabled, they make a point of it. If somebody comes in who's disabled, if there's any way they can find them an opportunity to work, they do that. And you know small business owners are doing that all over the country.
Yes, they are. And they're, the thing is, the market is emerging 25% every year. So eventually, somebody in your family or yourself, because we're living longer, is going to have a slight disability.
And you know, Adrian, one of the things I was going to point out that these friends tell me, these small business owners tell me, is that their disabled employees are the most loyal and the most reliable of any of them.
Ace Greenberg, the chairman of Bear Stearns, said that the day after the World Trade Center, the day after a strike in New York, the day after a snowstorm, the people who show up are his people who are disabled.
Yeah.
I think right now Bear Stearns has about 30 different people in their company that's disabled.
Right, yeah. So, it happened. Adrian, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We want to keep up with what's going on and what you're doing. Thank you for all that you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you very much.
Adrian Guglielmo, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that website, diversitypartners.com. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with a new friend, Alan Vasan. He's with Xerox. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.